Hello, good evening to you. Warm welcome to Business Life. And even before we bring you the headlines, we sincerely apologize for the late start of the bulletin. Coming up in our headlines, oil marketing companies increase fuel prices at the pumps way ahead of sanction dates for the review as consumers are set to pay 14 cedis 53 pesos for petrol and 16 cedis 97 pesos for diesel from August 1. We are live with the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors. Also in this bulletin, businesses across Ghana are counting losses following yesterday's nationwide blackout. We'll be assessing the impact it has had on businesses despite GRIDCO's assurance of power restoration. Plus, Ghana's trade surplus for last year increases by threefold to 148 billion cedis as total value of exports reaches more than $32 billion, with gold being the major driver.
The key drivers of Ghana's trade performance in 2025 were strong gold exports, rising cocoa earnings, expanding regional trade within Africa, and continued demand from Asia markets.
We have details of these and more for you. Please stay. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojo-Bakai. Looking at our stories, consumers of petroleum products will pay at least 16 cedis 97 pesos and 14 cedis 53 pesos for petrol and diesel respectively from this weekend. This was after the National Petroleum Authority increased the price floor for selling the various products from August 1. We have details in this report.
Based on the numbers, diesel will witness one of the biggest jumps in prices from this weekend, as the National Petroleum Authority has moved it up by more than 18% to this new price levels. Petrol, on the other hand, will be increased by more than 9% to 13 Ghana cedis, 28 pesos per litre. So why should we care about this increase in price flow? Well, based on the regulations covering the sector, no oil marketing company or player in the industry should sell below these price codes from Saturday, August 1, 2026. So all the oil marketing companies would definitely go above these price floor as announced by the National Petroleum Authority. Petrol is currently being sold at around 14 Ghana cedis, 47 pesos. So if the oil marketing companies should add all the necessary charges, there's a likelihood that a litre could go for 15 Ghana cedis, 23 pesos, whilst diesel could be sold at 17 Ghana cedis, 45 pesos. The adjustment in prices has been influenced by rising prices of finished petroleum products on the international market and the recent pressure on the Ghana cedi. Development could strengthen the case by the various transport unions to push for an increase in fares.
And also, we can confirm to you that some oil marketing companies have moved to increase fuel prices at the pumps way ahead of the sanction date of August 1. Details in this report.
Under the current price deregulation policy, oil marketing companies are supposed to review prices at the pumps on the first and the middle of each month based on current developments on the market. However, the framework still gives the oil marketing firms some room to review their prices as long as they inform the National Petroleum Authority ahead of this move, and it's within the band of reviewing prices. Joint business checks over the past 1 week showed that some oil marketing companies have been going up on prices. For example, one can talk about a major player, Star Oil, and another, Zen Petroleum. But for these players, they are responding to current developments on the world market and decision by bulk oil distribution firms to increase prices locally. This is to ensure that they don't lose out. Chief Executive of Star Oil, Kweku Tiaku, in a Facebook post stated that the exceptional increase in fuel prices on the world market gives them the room to review their numbers. This is because since 15th July 2026, prices of finished petroleum products like diesel has gone up by more than 25%, while petrol has reached more than 20% hike. Therefore, they have to find some innovative ways to ensure they don't lose out. Another major player in the industry, name withheld for now, has told Joy Business that the development has forced them to buy products short period, like 2-day cycle, meaning they have to increase prices to make up for the cost. So for now, can we argue that we have gotten to the level of full implementation of the price deregulation policy, where prices could be reviewed on a daily basis?
We shall surely get some answers for you subsequently. But businesses across Ghana are counting losses following yesterday's nationwide blackout, with many saying the incident disrupted operations and cut into profits, despite Greedco's assurance that the power supply has been restored in parts of the country. But for many businesses, the few hours without power translated into lost sales and damaged goods. Some experts have stated that although Greedco's quick restoration was important, reliability remains the bigger issue for business growth. Chana Mapelu is the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the AGI and has been speaking to Joy Business.
On average, power constitutes about 30% of the overall cost of production. So that any time that there's a power outage or there's an increment in the cost of power, obviously the entire production is shaken as a result. So our view is that the power outages and issue around power remain most cardinal issue for us in industry.
All right.
And that's why we're very interested in seeing this come to an end and making sure that we have a lasting solution. From this principle, we have already established what is called the AGI Energy Service Center, which essentially promotes alternative sources of power, mainly solar. Our view is that government should support us in that cause, make sure that we have enough backup from the renewable side of things.
And to some other stories, Ghana ended last year exporting far higher than what it imported. The Ghana Statistical Service annual merchandise trade statistics showed that the country realized 148 billion cedis, more than what it imported. In dollar terms, it was worth $11.5 billion. Here's government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idrisu explaining the factors contributing to the trade statistics.
In 2025, Ghana recorded a trade surplus of 34.7 billion Ghana cedis with African countries. Ghana exported to 51 African countries and imported from 55 countries across the continent. South Africa remained Ghana's largest export destination within Africa, while Nigeria was the leading source of imports, especially petroleum products. Trade with neighboring countries also remained strong. Ghana exported significantly more to Burkina Faso, Togo, and Cote d'Ivoire than it imported from them. Exports to Burkina Faso alone exceeded 11.8 billion Ghana cedis, driven mainly by plastics, iron, and steel products, as well as manufactured goods. The report further highlights positive developments in food trade. Food exports increased by more than 33 billion cedis in 2025, driven largely by cocoa products, cashew nuts, tuna, and shea products. The real trade deficit.
We sincerely apologize for that poor quality of sound there. Now, economist and professor of finance, Professor Godfred Gwokin, has called on African countries to strengthen infrastructure to benefit from the African Continental Free Trade Area. He says AFTA has the potential to increase the continent's income by $450 billion by 2035 and significantly boost intra-African exports. Professor Gwokin was speaking at the launch of the Prudential Bank Ghana Cross-Border Trade Business Seminar.
Prudential Bank Ghana says its cross-border trade seminar forms part of efforts to equip businesses with the knowledge and payment solutions needed to take advantage of opportunities under the African Continental Free Trade Area. Economist and professor of finance, Professor Godfred Bokwin, says Africa could increase its income by $450 billion by 2035 if the African Continental Free Trade Area is fully implemented. He noted that Ghana's success will depend on strengthening the private sector, investing in infrastructure and supporting businesses to compete across the continent rather than merely hosting the African Continental Free Trade Area Secretariat.
We are hosting the Secretariat of the African Continental Free Trade, but this is not like host and win. The fact that you are hosting doesn't mean you will win. Is that okay? And so for Ghana to win, we have to be able to support our private sector and our businesses. The private sector and our businesses are the players playing in the tournament called African Continental Free Trade. So Ghana can also win if we're able to package our private sector, our businesses, so that they can compete at this level. If we're able to do so, it will help us to attract foreign direct investment. It will make Ghana a preferred location.
The Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, has welcomed Prudential Bank's cross-border payments initiative, describing it as a major step towards making regional trade safer and more efficient. President Clement Barton says the payment platform will enable importers and exporters to transact in their local currencies, reduce dependence on the dollar and other foreign currencies, lower transaction risks, and eliminate the need to carry physical cash across borders.
It gives way for our foreign exchange, especially in the major trading currencies like the dollar and the euro and the pound. It doesn't, you know, give too much pressure on those, you know, currencies, because you make your payment in cedis and then your supplier receive the money also in their local currency. So I think it's a step in the right direction, and it's good for businesses. And we thank, you know, Prudential for also coming on board, so that traders who want to, you know, make any transfer in terms of these two systems, you make your payment also in the cedis, and then your bank, you know, transfer it through the AfriExim bank, and then they also do the swift transfer to China.
Stakeholders say unlocking the full benefits of the African Continental Free Trade Area will require stronger private sector participation, efficient cross-border payment systems, and sustained investment in infrastructure to make Ghanaian businesses more competitive across African markets.
You're still watching Business Life. We have more for you after this break. Hello again, welcome back to Business Life. Vice President Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman has called for urgent pension reforms across Africa, warning that nearly 85% of the continent's workforce remains outside formal retirement protection. Speaking at the opening of the 2026 annual conference of the African Pension Supervisors Association in Accra, the Vice President said the continent must rethink pension systems to reflect the realities of Africa's labor market, where a large share of workers operate in the informal sector and earn irregular incomes.
The 2026 annual conference of the African Pension Supervisors Association in Accra, the Vice President said current projections indicate that the number of Africans aged 60 years and above will exceed 226 million by 2050, making pension reform a pressing policy issue for governments across the continent.
Pension systems across the continent currently cover less than one-fifth of the workforce. Nearly 85% of workers are largely outside formal retirement protection. For decades, pension systems around the world were designed around formal employment, relationships characterized by relatively predictable incomes and regular contributions. Yet Africa's labor market is far more diverse and dynamic. Many citizens move between occupations over the course of their working lives and therefore earn irregular incomes.
Also at the event, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Siama, disclosed that pension assets grew by 26.3% in 1 year, rising from 86.23 billion Ghana cedis in 2024 to more than 100 billion Ghana cedis in 2025.
Colleagues, across Africa, pension asset under management is estimated to exceed $420 billion. And in Ghana, the 2025 Financial Stability Review that is published by the Financial Stability Council, it reported that pension assets grew by 26.3% in 1 year, from 86.23 billion cedis in 2024 to a little over 100 billion in 2025. And that the pensions industry accounted for 16.8% of Ghana's financial sector assets. At that scale, pensions are not peripheral to the financial system. They are one of its major pools of long-term domestic capital.
The APSA conference brought together pension regulators and policymakers, as well as development partners from across Africa, to discuss the future of retirement protection, inclusion, and sustainability on the continent.
Do log on to myjoyonline.com/business. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kojubaka. See you at 8 p.m. with Prime Business.